UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
I mean, one of the more respected boxing
sanctioning bodies. Yes, sir. World Boxing Council.
That's the top. That's a beautiful,
thank you, sir,
belt. So literally, I mean, I know you're going to get it back, but do you have to bring it to the fight with you? And if the person who wins it, they give the belt to them right there, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's literally how it goes. I carry it to the ring. If he was to take it, then
which we know isn't going to happen. Of course.
Of course not. Of course not. We're doing everything in our power not to. We definitely put in the hard work, and I feel like we have an amazing game plan. We've had amazing training camp, so. I'm more than ready.
Was your dad a fighter?
He did a little bit of boxing, but he didn't actually compete.
So is he your technical coach as well, or do you have somebody?
Oh, yes, no, he's my coach completely all the way through.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I had over 60 amateur fights, and yes, sir.
Did you fight in the Golden Gloves?
Yes, actually, I won that. Five years running.
You won 5 years the Golden Glove champion?
Yes, sir.
What do they give you for that? They give you Golden Gloves?
They give you a lot of things. Actually, that earns you a slot into the National Golden Gloves, and then you get on the traveling team. So they give you a whole lot of things in order to, like, go with it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So the National Golden Gloves is the one that's competed in New York, right? Is that that?
There's a couple, actually. They have them in New York. When I went to Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
2 years in a row. So when I was 16 and 17, I was in Vegas. So
that was. We're glad you made it back.
Yeah, it was definitely nice. It was out there for a week, and we was taken care of great. And actually, I got to go out to Mayweather's gym and do some sparring and whatnot.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Where do you train here?
Louisville's TKO Boxing, right on 104 East Breckenridge Street.
Sure, I know exactly where that is.
Yes, sir.
And you go by RTG.
Yes, sir. Return to Greatness.
Ah, there you go. Good. Yeah, I told you, Nick.
Homage straight to Ali, you know.
Nick was trying to tell me it was Run the Gamut. I knew that wasn't right. I knew that wasn't right. Return to Greatness. So you're a little young to really know about Ali, but what do you know about it, and what does his legacy mean to a boxer coming from Louisville?
I know that he was a great man in and outside of the ring. He had more courage than I had, I feel as if, just to be able to stand up for the things that he stood up for. That's why I always strive to be as great as Ali. I never ever want to feel as if that I could fill them great shoes. I just want to be as great as him.
You can follow Carlos, by the way, on Twitter. Carlos, very simple, at CarlosDixon64. And there's a nice link there, WDRB and WLKY. Both did really nice stories on him, and you can link to those stories.
Yes, sir. And you can follow me on Instagram at CarlosDixon_official.
Do you take a lot of pictures, like, in front of the mirror, like all the girls do?
Nah, I don't do a lot of those, brother. Most of the time, I try to just do some inspiring pictures. Right now I'm doing a lot of just hype for the fight is what I'm trying to do, you know, just build some awareness, and I want to bring the city out.
Well, I'm going to be in Arizona. I would actually love to be out there. My son will be in town. Well, maybe you can head over there and support.
We got some tickets for sale. They're at the gym.
This is awful. I don't even know who you're fighting. What's the name of the guy you're fighting?
Luis Castillo.
How well do you know him?
He's 22-5 with 17 KOs.
Where's he from?
Mexico.
Ah, okay. Well, have you seen him fight in person before, or is everything you're doing off video?
Not in person, no. But, you know, we got some videos, and we've been going over it, and I feel like we're having a wonderful game plan. Not just one, we got more than one, so you know, if we got to switch it up, we can.
You know, I want to make sure I say this without sounding condescending or patronizing. So,
okay.
Because you are really good for the game. You're very, obviously, very bright, very articulate. You have a great enthusiasm for it. I mean, I think that's one of the things boxing needs right now. I mean, there's haven't been a lot of people that are interesting to talk to be quite honest with you. I mean, they're just not. Either that or they're like cartoon characters. You know, they're bravado, screaming, you know, because I understand.
Yeah, that's not. That's
promoting their fight. But to me, it's boring. It's like a cartoon character. You are obviously a very bright young man. I'm sure I bet you got a lot of interest outside boxing.
Thank you, sir.
You do.
Actually, you know, I have two daughters. So
okay.
So that's kind of my that is my
time away from home.
You
don't have time for anything other than them and boxing. That's it.
That's my thing. I got a 3-year-old and a 3-month-old, so those are my...
Wow.
That's my world.
Does the 3-year-old know what's going on yet?
Oh, yeah. She knows it very well.
Does she?
Very much so, yes. Actually, I have a video I can share with you of... She was just at one of my fights when I fought at the Bourbon Hall. And literally, she just lost it. She just was sitting there, and she was like, "Go, Daddy!" Like, woo! Like the whole time I'm entering the ring, I'm like, "That's my girl." I gave her a kiss, and she just started screaming. She was like, "Ah!" I'm like, "That's my girl. I love you."
Very cute. Very good indeed. Carlos Dixon is with us, product of Wagner High School. We found out earlier here, and he'll be fighting, defending his championship at the Louisville Memorial Coliseum, the venue formerly known as Louisville Gardens, and that's Saturday night. Since you know everything, you're so good at it. There must be other fights on the card. How many fights are on the card? Do you know?
There's actually 7 fights all together that night.
Wow.
So there's 6 fights underneath me, and they are definitely action packed. I promise you guys will enjoy your show.
Okay.
For sure.
That's a lot.
And there is not a bad seat in the house.
No, that's the size of that venue.
For sure. There is not a bad seat in the house. The general admission tickets are actually first come, first serve. So if you get there right at the door, you could be right actually behind the reserve seating. So you guys need to keep that in mind.
Get there early and see those fights on the undercard. Sometimes
exactly.
Those fights are damned entertaining.
They're definitely going to be entertaining. We have... really high level boxing, and like I said, you know, big shout out to Uprising Promotions for coming and having this show here. So
it's the WBC World Junior Featherweight title. If you go to our Twitter feed a little bit later, I know Nick's going to post a picture of that.
No, sure,
amazing.
You can't put that on though, by the way, because that's the featherweight title. There's no way either of us are getting into that.
Even with super featherweight,
super featherweight.
Even
yes,
with the
sir.
Vitality program,
no,
I mean, put it around
your thigh maybe, but I don't. Think
what is the weight for that?
130 pounds.
Yes,
sir. You can't come over an ounce.
Yeah. I think that was kindergarten for.
I think
you and I.
I think I was 2.
No, it's all right. I wouldn't want to mess with you anyway. Believe me, that is not. You are 130 pounds of packed power. How hard is it for you to make weight, though?
You know, we've been cutting weight for about 2 weeks out now. Is what we're doing, and more or less, it's just you got to watch the calorie intake. Make sure you're burning more than what you're intaking, and keep the water.
Give me an idea of, because this always makes me say, boy, I admire what they do, but it's okay, I'm not interested. And tell me a little of your training schedule as you lead up to the fight. What are you doing?
It depends. If it's the very last week, like say if it's like say per se this week,
you must be tapering a little bit, aren't you?
That's exactly what we're doing. Yeah, we're not doing any sparring or anything like that. You know, not this close, because you don't want to get hurt. You know, you can catch elbows or anything.
Right, sure.
Yeah, so more or less what we do is we do some shadow boxing in the ring. So we do about 8 to 10 rounds in the ring shadow boxing. That's 3-minute rounds with 30-second rest. And then we jump rope for about, I want to say about 25 to 40 minutes.
Yikes.
Depending on how I feel. And then
I was hoping
he's
going to say seconds.
And then from there, actually, we'll either do some pad work, depending on how close we are. And then from there, I can probably get into the sauna, because we actually have a little sauna in our gym.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Nice. What would be the word I'm looking for here? Because it's a stupid thing to say. Everybody's got strengths and weaknesses, but as you acclimated to boxing, that's a better question. What were the easier things for you to learn, and what were the harder things for you to learn?
The hardest thing I feel like is to learn, and I feel like this was what any young boxer coming up is, don't try to emulate someone that you see. You see, what you want to do is you take away the qualities that you do like.
Mm-hmm.
So, like for me was... everybody likes Mayweather, right? Everybody likes the shoulder row. Everybody. And then everyone tries to emulate that. But the thing is Mayweather was taught that by his uncle and his father, which is generations. So it's not something that you just learn off of YouTube and everything else. He was literally taught that from ground up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just something that I would like to, you know, just give you guys a little tip.
What's it? Show me. This is radio. They won't be able to see it. What's a shoulder roll?
Is like, you know, the left hand down.
Okay.
More or less, and you know, you're rolling.
Oh,
the right
rolling
hand.
Your shoulder.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, you bring your left hand back to your chest and whatnot. That just it creates an opening for the right hand.
I was going to say, if you're not good at it.
Yes.
Just looking at you, I'm like, there's a big window
exactly,
right there.
Exactly. Yes.
I can punch you.
Exactly. So when you know, just that's just a little tip that I learned is just that.
You gotta
so
get
like
your
when
own
I try
style.
To do exactly. That's something that I like to do. That I liked. I liked to do is, you know, is I tried to emulate people way too much, and I feel like once I just started to be myself and just go with what works for me, then, you know, things became a lot easier.
Who have you met in the boxing world? I'll tell you what made me ask that question. He's got the coolest hoodie on. It's the Mike Tyson
punch out
game.
That's awesome.
Big shout out to 502 Originals.
Did you ever meet Tyson?
No, actually. I have not met him, but I would love to meet him.
He's a character. His brother, when I was coaching at St. Francis, New York, his brother went to our school.
Oh, wow.
So he was on campus a lot, and he's funnier than hell, by the way. He's funny dude. But I'm just curious, because there's so many boxers that seemingly have crossed through Louisville. I was wondering if maybe you shook a hand or said hello to somebody or something.
I was fortunate enough to be at Ali's funeral.
Oh, wow.
Whenever they had that.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I actually ended up getting to meet Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh, wow.
And I had met Bernard Hopkins.
Sure. That's very, very
cool.
Let
me see. And then, you know, in other tournaments that I was at, I've met Zab Judah. I've met Andre Ward actually was at Ali's funeral as well, and I met him. I don't know if you guys know Shannon Briggs, you know, the guy that goes, "Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ."
I don't think I know that
or
one.
Maybe you guys have heard the like just that chant. But,
okay.
He's a heavyweight. I've met quite a bit of people, you know, Timothy Bradley.
Well, I'm glad you seemingly have a good relationship with your promoter, because more people in your business have been screwed by unscrupulous promoters.
Very much so. This is a very unforgiving sport, and I feel like if you can feel as if your promoter and everybody around you is your family, then that's key to victory.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of the family, Texas said to us, "Listen to that smile when Carlos was talking about his girls. That's awesome." So it comes across on
guys.
The radio. Yeah, smile comes across on the radio. That's a smile.
Man, right. That's so amazing.
Well, that's nice. That's a good way to start our Who's at the Door Thursday.
Yeah,
you can't
I like
get
that.
Much better
Big
than
fan.
That. So get those tickets. Get out there. There's not a bad seat in the house. You're going to have six fights on the undercard. And then, of course, he'll be defending his championship.
And after the fight, right after the fight, we have an official after party at Sports and Social upstairs
really?
At the tavern. Yes, sir.
Oh, very nice. Wow,
so definitely
really
come
sorry.
On out. Free well. Cover charge. Free cover charge, open bar. So you guys come on out. Come have fun with us and celebrate this victory
and
that's coming
come
in.
Come see this glorious green belt.
Oh, yes, sir. It's going
nice.
To be there.
I think
Don't
it's
worry.
Awesome. It's a pleasure to meet you, my friend.
Yes, sir. It's
Good
a pleasure.
Good luck to
you.
I'm sorry we'll be able to see you, but hopefully we'll come on and visit about you
no
defending
problem.
Your title.
I guarantee you we'll have plenty more here.
All right. Sounds good. We'll come back, take a short time out, back with more. Uh-oh. This is Memorial Auditorium is not what Louisville Gardens used to be. It's on South 4th Street, a few blocks south of Broadway.
Oh.
Near Spalding, which is what he said. I misspoke. He said it right. I said it wrong. So,
okay. Great.
But there we go. So thank you for straightening that out. Most of you from town probably knew that. Yeah, that's true. And then I didn't coach a basketball game there, but I do know the building. And you're right. There won't be a bad seat in the house. So people will all be able to see all the action. So check it out for as Carlos tries to defend and his town, his crown. Speaking of Carlos, there's another Carlos in the news. We'll tell you about that when we get back here on ESPN 680 1057.
Hey y'all, this is your girl Cheryl Underwood, and my digestive system used to make me feel sluggish, but those days are over. That's because I've kicked off 2020 with the Metamucil 2-week challenge, and I'm hooked. All I did was take Metamucil every day for 14 days, and it's really that easy. Why? Because Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-week challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today.
When you're diagnosed, diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer.
A lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do?
What are my options?
What did I do wrong?
We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm curious. I'm not ranting and raving, just curious. What prompts people to write in when they are wrong? I mean, wouldn't you take a second to check? Guy called and said to me, you got to stop saying puntos, because puntos in Spanish means, and he says what he thinks it means, and it does not. I looked it up, puntos in Spanish.
I was worried about that, too.
Puntos means points. That's, I looked it up. It's right there in the Spanish-English translation. It's
I
right
think
there.
If you put a different vowel at the end, it might mean something else. But, yeah. Because I was wondering that, too. But, yeah, if you look it up. You know what
he said was, he said, it means bitch. It doesn't. Bitch in Spanish is peta. P-E-R-R-A.
I thought it was punta.
Don't say anything else. So that's the that's what that is. So I'm sorry to disillusion you, but the male form of that noun, punto, means points. Thank you. Nice interview. My son was a freshman about that time, and I'm going to see if he knew him. He's a nice young man. Carlos, very, very nice.
Points. Kid. Puntos.
Thank you. Thank you.
Puntos.
Thank you. I forgot her name already. Maria. It's Reluctant Maria. Very nice. Nice to have you back on the show, Maria. We haven't talked to you in a while. How have you been? It's nice to catch up with you again.
Bueno estar aquí.
Which means?
Good to be here.
Oh, very nice.
Good to be here.
Thank you. Well, look, and then she's traveling with her own translator now. That's nice. So do you think the show is any good now? Because you were less than thrilled about it last time. You know, we did one, the Bestie, as the best show in Louisville. Were you surprised about that? Well, we respect your opinion. Because we do cater not just to the traditional male 18 to 32. We want.
No es bueno.
Not great.
Oh, I see. Right, gotcha, pal. He was confusing it with another Spanish noun that's only four letters long that sounds a tad like punto, but it is far different. Do not put that in, because Reluctant Maria will actually say it, and then we'll all be taken off the air. I'm not going to say what that word is.
Carlos es genial.
Carlos is cool, though.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's very nice. I think he speaks Spanish like you, Maria. But he has two daughters I think he's taken already. Because we might be able to set you up after the fight. You can meet him. Do you want to meet him? Very nice guy.
Maldita sea.
Darn it.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. One of the many of our cast here on the V Show, Reluctant Maria. We have Reluctant Maria, Echo Man, Oswald the Drummer, who we haven't talked to in a while. We've got certainly the twins are here more often than we'd like. Talk Sports Tommy and Talk Sports Terry, who like to throw things at the door. Who else do we have? We have Billy O'Dell, who the 10-year-old Billy O'Dell comes in and does reads. Don't we have any other characters? We have, we certainly have Giorgio, who drops in from time to time. We got the good Reverend, who will drop in. Usually he's only here when Perrin's here, but,
Nicky the Boot.
Nicky the Boot, our friend from
Giorgio.
I said Giorgio, yeah. So we got, it's amazing.
Muchos personajes todavía no son geniales.
What was that, Maria?
Lots of characters, still not great.
Oh, Maria is not our biggest fan. I said there's another Carlos in the news. Very delighted about this. Sorry if it sounds cruel, because when another guy loses his job, we're just finding that out around town here. You never want to certainly glorify that. But Carlos Beltran is out as the Mets manager. And I think that's only appropriate. By all accounts...
Este maldito chico.
He is what?
This freaking guy.
I like her friend, the translator. I like her. Teresa translator is kind of sweet, too. Is Maria, our listeners always want to know what people look like. Is Teresa translator pretty? Is she a pretty girl? Because she's certainly got a very captivating way on the radio. She speaks so beautifully. People would probably be imagining, what does she look like?
Teresa is bonita.
Teresa is pretty.
Oh, very nice. Oh, very good. This is this is why I feel this way. He obviously was right in the middle of that scandal. I believe it's the kind of scandal.
No tan bonita.
All right,
como
Maria,
yo.
I thought you were reluctant.
Not
hit the
as
road.
Pretty as me.
Oh, wow. Maria's a very confident young lady. That's good. It's time for you to go.
Hey.
It's time for you to go, Maria. Thank you. You used to be reluctant. Now you're taking the show over. Off you go. Adios. Adiosito.
Adios.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Yes, very nice. He was right in the middle of that thing, and by the reaction of most of the other teams, this is not... I really don't understand fans who don't see the difference between this and trying to figure out signs, you know, during the game. Like if a guy's on second base trying to figure out the code, that's gamesmanship. That is part of the game. Sure it is. Of course it is. You watch a pitcher who keeps his glove high when he's going to throw a fastball, down low and he's going to throw a curveball. He's tipping his pitches. That's part of the game. That's part of your deal as a player, the mechanics of playing the game. Using technology in a covert fashion is absolutely completely different. It is completely different. And that's part of the problem. I think if people, the metrics guys, I'm not sure they see the difference. It's the idea is to get an edge. We're getting an edge, and that's what we do. Well, you know what? And most of the people in baseball, even the metrics guys, said that's a little over the line. And so Beltran was right in the middle of it. Not only was he in the middle of it, he lied to the Mets about it extensively. And I guess you're going to say, well, if you're going to cheat, what the hell? You're not just going to fess up to it. But he, you know,
if you're
going to
take Vienna.
The Mets are so, they look so foolish as an organization year in and year out. If all these other guys lost their job and the guy who was, may have been the key component to the thing, keeps his, I did really believe they'd keep him though, because I think they were afraid he would sue them and they'd have to pay him. And they are notoriously cheap. And if we have to pay him and we're paying the last guy we fired, then we got to hire another manager. Oh, my God. But I think they just came to terms with the fact they will look like even more horse's asses if they don't. Because the manager of the Red Sox, you know, he's gone and he fessed up to the whole thing. Now, I don't know what he told the Red Sox when it happened, but now after the fact, he's absolutely fessing up to it. Good for him. Alex Cora, who worked with us at ESPN for a while, seemingly nice guy, but sorry. You know, I think it's only right. I think what happened with him is fair. And the same thing with the Astros people. How the hell do you keep Beltran then? So the Mets will be looking for a manager again. And it might be Bobby Petrino. Who knows? Because who knows what goes through that man's mind? Wow. He had a press conference earlier. I didn't hear any of it, but all I know is this is absolutely the truth. I'm walking down the hall during the break. And as I was walking, I hear clapping and yelling and screaming. And about 5 minutes later, produce comes out, and he is so excited. He said that whole press conference was pure gold. It was vintage Bobby. I guess he signed a 5-year deal. He told people he'd like to, who knows, maybe he coaches 8 more years, and he'd like to get out with a national championship in his pocket at Missouri State, huh? Okay. Well, they're not in the FBS. Maybe he means... at the FCS, maybe they can compete for a championship at that level. I have no idea, to be honest with you. All I know is they won one game last year, and they haven't had a winning season, I think, in a decade. So the Bobby Petrino show is on again. Did you see, by the way, Creaky's dad's tweet? Oh, my God. I got to go find this. If you didn't see this, this was yikes. This was jaw-dropping when I first saw this. This is, of course, the kicker who got hurt, his dad. sent this out as a tweet.
I want to play while you're looking that up. There's a ton of incredible cuts, and you'll hear them later on in the take. I don't want to take a lot of them.
Why, because we want to put good stuff on our show.
Well, because Process cut them for his show. I don't want to take all of his stuff.
No, sure.
It's not fair to do that. No. And so, but this is actually one I was going to put into a rejoin for Locke a little bit earlier, and I feel like there's a lot of meat on this, and I'll
Let me wrap this up with Ron Creakey Jr.'s tweet, though. Save it.
I think that tweet will play into this.
It says, he sent this out yesterday. Attention, capital letters, attention. All parents of Missouri State football players need to help their sons transfer now. NOW, capital letters. All staff, administration, cheerleaders, band, local media, fans need to evacuate. He told them to evacuate. That was my favorite line. So somebody took him to task and said, why did your son play for him? Didn't you know who of his rep coming in? He said, not my job to pick the head coach, and my son is not complaining. I am. That's a stand-up guy, Mr. Creakey. That was pretty entertaining. That's it. Get out. Run. Oh, my. So anyway, what was it? That's what you wanted to play? That siren? No, you had something. You wanted to play something else beyond.
No, I was actually going to put this in, like I said, a rejoin for the Midday Rush earlier. Instead, I took the one from I don't know who it was that started the press conference talking about Bobby Petrino being a coach that cares for his players and doesn't violate the NCAA and everything. Just all this stuff that was like super positive. And he was like, and I think we found all that in Bobby Petrino, which everyone in Louisville was kind of like, they kind of did the Patton Oswalt thing. So there's this bite, though, I was also going to use, but I feel like maybe there's something to discuss here.
And my dad always believed that you can win wherever you go. You can always find a way to win. And he taught me to reach for the top of the rainbow and don't let the doubters affect you. So all I'm going to do is get up in the morning, work as hard as I possibly can, be very positive, start to grow the energy and positiveness of the players, come together, go out and work on what it takes to win.
Sorry. I just had a chuckle. Just a tiny chuckle. It was borderline chortle. It was beyond chuckle and slightly short of guffaw. It was kind of a chortle. Wow. I don't know.
The look on your face is.
Whatever. The only thing about growing the energy and positiveness of the players. Oops. The only thing that is really troubling about this is that Louisville is he's coaching there for fun, basically, because he's still getting all his money from here. That doesn't offset any of the money from here.
Positiveness of the players.
Well, good for him. Hey, listen, go on with your life. When I began to wonder about him, he must have wondered about me because I did make an ass of myself at first. They put me on when I first got out of coaching at Bellarmine and went over, and they put me on the broadcast to be a sideline reporter. I was a sideline reporter for the football on TV, and we actually had the local rights to the game they played at Utah. I'll never forget that. And we were out there in Utah. And he was the assistant. He wasn't the head coach at that time. He was the assistant. And he came out of the locker room, and they say, if you see a coach, ask him a question so you can, you know, maybe relate it to us. And I didn't know the coaches. I'll be honest with you. I didn't know anybody. I knew the head coach. I didn't know anybody else. So he came out, and I asked him some mundane question. He said, I'm the offensive coordinator. What are you asking me a question about that for? I was like, because I don't know anybody from anybody. So he had a right to look at me like I was an asshat. I'll give him that. But then we got to know each other, and then he became the head coach. And they were playing Ben Roethlisberger in the bowl game.
At Miami of Ohio.
And Ben, my old athletic director at Bellarmine, a guy named Jay Gardner, had gone to Miami as an assistant athletic director. And I had the national show at ESPN at that time. And he called me and he said, look, we got a heck of a player here that nobody knows about. We're trying to get him some publicity. Would you put him on your show? And our show's like midnight to 2 a.m. I'm like, if you get any breathe, sure, you know, we'll put him on. So the kid came on with me every week, and he was so nice and respectful. He kept calling me Coach Valvano and Mr. Valvano, and he played basketball, so he liked basketball, so he had a natural kind of camaraderie. And he was just a very, likable, respectful, nice young man. So the bowl bid comes out, and we're doing the halftime interview as we used to do during basketball. It's the TV game, and he's on with us. And I said to him, you know, you're going to be playing his team with a quarterback. Ben, really, not many people knew who he was. But Jay even said to me, he's got a weird name, Ben Roethlisberger. I said, what? He said, yeah, Roethlisberger. And he came on with us. And so I said to, on the air, to Bobby, thinking he might have some fun with it, or thinking he might say what, I don't know, what I assumed most coaches would say. I was like, well, I said, listen, you're playing a guy, I visited with him each week on my show. He's a very nice young man, so could you just, you know, take it easy on, like just tackle him, just obviously being, trying to be funny, you know, just kind of grab him and lay him on the ground rather than really whack him, Ben Roethlisberger. And I thought he might go, yuck, 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 which I don't know how most, I think most sane human beings would think it was a joke. I'm really suggesting that you take him and lay him down like a baby in the crib. That's what I'm suggesting. And I thought he might then say, oh, yeah, hey, we know he's a terrific player. He said, who are you rooting for anyway? I was like, I'm rooting for Louisville. I just was suggesting maybe you can tackle him and not kill him because he's a nice kid. It was talk about flop sweat. And I was like, and then, so I thought about it after. So we got off the interview, and I said, you know, I was only kidding. And he pat me on the leg. But I was like, really? Because that was really, I hate to say it, that was a little bit of his true colors. It was like always a litmus test of, are you with me? Are you against me? It just gets tiresome. So, listen, good luck. Live and let live. Go win games. That's their business.
The reason I kind of like played that was because it was so crazy, all the positivity talk.
No, No, he's a positive cat. I mean, other than when they lose to Florida State and he dumps the whole truckload of blame at the players' feet, washes his hands of it, and then says, I'll show you. I'll quit.
Positiveness of the players.
But he does mention his dad in there, and I'm always sensitive.
I was just going to say, the only thing that – I is of substance in there that may be worth a comment. Tim Solomon said it, and he may not be – he's speculating. He has no basis I don't think to know firsthand. It's not like Bobby said anything. But he thinks that his father's passing absolutely derailed him on that season. And if you're – you know, he talks about his dad all the time. I was very close with my dad. Most of you listening can relate to that. If your dad is still alive, if you're close with your dad, if not, I'm sure you'll say, well, it doesn't mean anything to me. So you know, he was right. Maybe his father was he just was lost, and he never could get the zeal back to coach. You start asking yourself, why am I doing this? What am I doing? But listen, I don't mean to be really crass about this, because if you've lost a parent, it's really hard, and I get it, but. You grieve a little bit, and then if they're paying you $14 million, you figure out a way to go do your job. And watching how almost the same cast of kids played this year relative to how they played last year, I would say that may be the single biggest performance of a coach quitting on his team I've ever seen. I'm sorry. I don't know. How else can you explain it? That's why I was one of the people who said they'll be lucky to win 4 games this year, because, I mean, how can they win more than that? So but as I said, ultimately live and let live. Kyle Motes used to come on our show each week. He's the AD out there. Let them move on, get on with their lives. What the hell was that all about? Yeah, that was so funny. Yay for you. What are you talking about, Dana? I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're alluding to. But really don't know what that is. What did we do that we're trying to be funny that would have pissed her off or him off? I don't know.
Was it laughing at the positivity thing, maybe?
Bob, wasn't Slick Rick the same? Capital letters, Slick Rick never took the blame for anything, for Christ's sake. A, don't know what Christ has to do with this. He might be a listener, but I don't know. He never texts. And B, what are you talking about? How did Rick get in this discussion exactly?
I don't know. Maybe just comparing him to the fact that we mentioned Bobby passed the buck, especially in the Florida State game. And Rick, notoriously, when the scandal happened, bad people.
Again, I just has nothing to do with Rick, but if you want to make it about Rick, I promise you he never quit on them. He may have said Like, and you know, yes, I understand that. It would be frustrating. You asked him after a game, like I used to joke that if the roof had blown off the building and all the cheerleaders suddenly burst into flames, and you said, Rick, how about that? And he said, well, we knew the roof was going to blow off and the cheerleaders were going to burst into flames. We thought if we could get them all inside. You want to say sometimes you don't know what you're talking about. I guess she's talking about a Reluctant Maria. She doesn't like Reluctant Maria. And that's funny because Reluctant Maria has always spoken so highly of Dana, but whatever. Is positiveness a word? I was thinking the same thing.
Rick, you got mail!
Oh. What is this now? What the hell is all that? What is that?
I have no idea. I ordered something a while ago, but I forgot what they were.
All right. Well, state produce.
Oh, I know what these are.
Produce without being asked to state his business marched in with two giant boxes.
I know what they are.
Okay.
Human head.
Oh, it's the Globetrotters ball for my birthday.
Yeah, it is.
Why do you have two of them?
I don't know. Did I order two of them?
Probably.
Why did I order two of them?
Nick, I don't know. I don't live in your head. It's crowded in there. Oh,
happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Bob. I put $5 in for this.
Thank you, Produce. That was very nice. I know, he really did. Don't give it to me yet. Wait on my birthday. Oh, it looks like a beauty.
It smells good. It smells like it has that new ball smell.
Oh, that doesn't. If that does not make the mixtape, they have Beavis and Butthead have fallen asleep at the wheel. Did you just say it has the new ball smell?
Oh, come on. That's not dirty.
That's not dirty. I say the most innocent thing in the world about how, you know, he took longer to do. Oh, there we go, mixtape. They throw up on themselves. But you talk about smelling somebody's balls, and that's not going to be on the mixtape. Now, who does that make sense?
No, see, that is going to be on the mixtape. Okay.
Just trying to figure it out. So did you really buy two? You bought two of them and didn't realize you bought two of them?
No, I do that all the time. I got news for you. I didn't mean to give you an ancestry for Christmas.
Yeah, you bought two of those, too.
I meant to just give it to Mom because she sounded more interested.
Do you have an ordering stuttering problem? Is that the deal?
Maybe I do. Maybe I'm just, like, trigger happy.
Well, I don't know. That's very nice. Let's see. This is probably going to be critical. That's funny. See, these are my texters that get the show. Texter says, Bob, I've listened to your show forever, but I'm a first-time texter. I'm a lot more concerned with Bobby Petrino's soul than his coaching. Yours truly, Jesus. So, long time, first time. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Much appreciated. Very appreciate that. That's a guy who gets the show. That's funny. That's funny. Jumping on board with the whole ridiculous, you know, we make up half the stuff on the show. Texas says it's Thursday. You know what that means at the McLean household. It's got Produce doubled over in there. Produce is the best. He's climbing up the ranks. Oh man.
You realize because of yesterday's conversation, I went to the restaurant and our bartender walked up to me and handed me a bottle of mayonnaise, guacamole, and hot sauce, and just winked and said, hey, man, I'll leave you to it. And I was like, what the?
Yes, Club Condiment, coming soon in a neighborhood near you. Guy says, did I miss the Greg Gallian interview? Did I miss the Greg Gallian interview?
He was supposed to be at 1. He was supposed to be at 1. I screwed up and forgot I booked Carlos that early.
Right.
So I texted
Carlos just dropped in on the knocked on the door thing. He just was, who's at the door Thursday?
We didn't know he was coming. A little birdie might have told me that he was on his way over here. But, yeah, but so he knocked on the door, and, yeah. So that was
so Galliette is not coming on now?
He's coming on at around 2:15.
Okay. Let's try and remember that.
Also, you know what we're doing today at 3:30?
3:30, I won't be here.
Why won't you be here?
Because I'm be leaving the show. I'm off at 3.
Yeah, I know, but you know what we're doing at 3:30.
What are we doing at 3:30?
You're going to go see our friend Sterling.
Sterling!
Sterling. And it will cost today. We meet with our friends at Vitality.
Vitality. Wellness and weight loss. Looking forward to seeing them again and getting back on the rails with this program. It's the best weight loss program ever, and it's not only a weight loss program, it makes you healthier. That's why it's called Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. It's a great program that's individualized for you. You put your hand on the little monitor thing there, and boom. I was distracted there. Drew Pearson is really pissed off. Did you see that? Sorry. Sorry, Vitality people. I'll come back to your spot. But he did not get in the Hall of Fame. And he was voted as one of the best players of that decade. He's the only guy on the all-decade team not in the Hall of Fame. What are you laughing at? What show are you doing in there? Oh, Nick's having a ball in there by himself. Just having a ball. Just having a ball on the other side of the studio on the parallel show that he's running, simultaneous with ours. But none of us are allowed to be part of it. So, okay. Anyway, Vitality Weight Loss, Wellness and Weight Loss.
I'm gonna play this, okay. And you can't. The listener isn't gonna be able to hear it, but you will.
How is that good radio?
Because I just want to get your reaction. You know what? This is gonna draw people to the stream. To the stream.
They can hear it on
I'm gonna put it so that you can play. You can hear it on the stream.
But if we went over the air,
and that you can hear it
seriously, fine.
Yeah, that you could hear it on the podcast. Okay. All right, I'm 90% sure this is going to work. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
So this is the reason we're going to Vitality.
Deja de ser un gordo. Stop being a fat fuck.
Just to be safe, I dumped that, but that should have worked.
Thank you.
The people.
Reluctant Maria and Translator Teresa for weighing in. Yes, it's good advice. That's the single biggest resolution that people make in the new year, to lose weight. I always say it's a great resolution, but it's a better resolution to be healthier. And with Vitality, they go hand in hand. They do a body scan. You find out what nutrients and minerals and whatever you're deficient in. They give you the supplements for it. They give you an eating plan that is just truly terrific. Recipes that are fun and easy to follow, delicious, and you will lose the weight. And most importantly, I will say most importantly, because if you're losing weight and you're not doing it in a healthy fashion, you're really not accomplishing much. You will be healthier. My blood pressure, which had been high for literally, I thought about it the other day, probably just under 30 years, was down to 110 over 65. And that is nothing else in my life changed except the Vitality Wellness Plan. That is spectacular. Yeah, and on top of it, if you say, that's all well and good, but I want to lose weight, you will lose weight faster. You'll be shocked when you get on the scale. No, I couldn't have lost that much. Yes, you did, because it is a proven system, and it's tailored just to you. Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. We'll be out there at 3:30 today, getting ready to get back on the rails. We've done it before. We'll be back on the plan again. I'm looking forward to watching those numbers go down, down, down. And you can do the same thing if you go visit with them. Southern Indiana is one location, and the other is right off Bardstown Road here in Louisville. Remember the name, Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. All right, so there we go. The dump button didn't work. You put that on the air, the guy said. I hope to God he's...
I hit the dump button anyway. But again, people, if you're listening on any form of stream,
right,
that's going to go through. If you're listening on any form of terrestrial radio,
well, so
that
sure
should have
dump
dropped
that in time. Let's hope so, because if not, people are writing it. But I think they just...
If you're listening on a stream, sir, please let me know. And then, yeah, you were... That was...
Oh, my God, another guy. Maybe this guy is getting into what I said earlier, where why do you correct me when you don't know what you're talking about? Produce, it's process, ha, ha, ha. No, it's produce. We've called him that since they gave him the other name, and I refuse to embrace it. He is produce. God dang it. Glad I listened on the stream. That was quality, guy says. Yes, that was.
I really hope that worked, because that took...
Perfect, you hit it right on the head. Guy says, oh, sorry, streaming.
Okay, good, good, good. Thank you. I appreciate people texting
guy
it every
says,
now and
didn't
again.
Didn't come out on the radio. Guy says, oh, yeah, I'm listening on the stream.
Okay, beautiful.
Says, this is the only communication we have with you, is our words. And if you don't listen to them, we get nowhere. Like TV, I can go blah, 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 blah. But if you gauge by my hand gestures what I'm trying to say, some of the message will get across. If it's a book, there might be a picture. You might not be able to read any of the words. Oh, look, turkey. All right, that's good. But here, all we have is the spoken word. So if we say, if you heard it, you're probably listening on the stream, and you write us and say, oh, it came over the air. And we say, no, it didn't go on the radio. No, it came over the air. Oh, I was listening on the stream. No, I'm sorry. The stream. Oh, you're talking about the computer. Oh, yeah. No, I was listening on the stream. Yikes.
All I know.
It's not produce. It's process. Let's laugh at the guy. Why don't you understand? It is produce. He is produce. Wow. I got to admire Drew
Pearson.
You like
that name.
They're watching a video. Drew Pearson is flat out pissed off. He's sitting in a room surrounded by his friends, I think expecting the phone call, and it isn't coming. He gets up disgusted and walks out. He was a member of the NFL's all-decade team, 3 times All-Pro, 3-time Pro Bowl selection. He led the NFL in receiving yards in 1977, and he was left out, and he is mad. I mean, he's just and you know what?
I think he's the only member of the 70s
once again,
decade
spoken
team.
Word is the only word we have. I just said that before. I think when you were trying to get a reluctant Maria to swear at us, I think I said that exact same thing. He's the only
guy. Did you know
guy
he's the only guy?
On that alt.
Did you know they traded Joe Flacco?
No. When did that happen?
We're efforting Jameson Hensley.
Oh, my Lord. Let's see. Let's see what we got going here. Guy says, that's exactly why I stream. I wouldn't want to miss those moments. it is what
good
it
man.
Is.
By the way, I'm losing a lot of stuff. I don't know where my iPad is, and I don't know where my wallet is.
You lost
is.
Your iPad?
I have no idea where the hell it is. Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think it's lost yet. It's misplaced.
Well, that's the... Oh, here we go again. You've been hanging around locked too long. That's the definition of lost. You don't know where it is.
Lost, I think, has a permanency to it. Uh-huh. Misplaced has just... There's hope attached. By the way, we were watching figure skating last night. Probably shouldn't admit this, but I did admit it already on the Midday Rush because I used that awesome remix song as a rejoin that I made you rewind the competition for so I could Shazam. Very impressed by Shazam last night. But there were a bunch of teams, and instead of countries, they were named like Team Discovery and Team Optimism. And there was one team called Team Hope, and they were in last place.
You enjoyed
that. I thought
that
was hilarious.
Well, what did they have? They had Hope.
They should have turned like changed their name to Team Acceptance. They were just like, you know, I ain't coming back.
Evidently, it's the Youth Olympics. It's on the Olympic Channel. And I guess they are just like the Olympics, but as the name would imply, you have to be 18 or under. And they have all the same events. And in the figure skating discipline, for lack of a better word, I know a lot of times in the Olympics, after it's over, the medal winners come back for one. I'm sure it's a way to generate some more money. And they just do an exhibition. There's no competition. They all come back and they can have fun. They can, you know, ignore the judging rules and they dance for entertainment. Well, I guess this is kind of not exactly that, because I guess these are still kids and they want to still give them something like a competitive level skating field into a pairs. There's one pair, one male skater, one female skater, and one ice dancing thing. And so then they ran, I don't know if they randomly did it. It wasn't by country. So there'll be a Russian skating with that doesn't exist anymore, right? A Canadian or whatever. And that's how they did it. And so rather than, what could you call them? You could have called them, I guess, colors, red, green, blue, orange. So they just called them, they gave them inspiring Olympic-like words. There was Team Hope and Team Inspire.
Team Fortune,
Team Determination.
Yeah, Team Determination.
Team Sleepy, Dopey, and Grumpy. Wait a minute, that's the wrong one. That's not it. I'm sure that wasn't right.
I think you made that up. By the way, I want to give a quick promotion and shout out to the U of L hockey boys. They have a Thursday night game tonight. If you're not doing anything, yeah, it is unusual. That's why, give them a little extra, a little plug here. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do the play-by-play for it. Me and Moon Mullins did it over the weekend.
How'd that go?
Mediocre at best, okay. But it went okay. We didn't have any microphones or headsets, so we just shouted into an iPhone. But actually, the audio really wasn't that bad. So that actually went okay. The outcome didn't exactly go U of L's way. They lost to Texas A&M by, I think, 5 goals.
Oh, wow. They must be good, that
A&M. Texas A&M's team was pretty good. But they play Millersville tonight at 9:30 at Iceland.
All right, well, good luck
to little Thursday night puck action. So head on over there. Have a little night. Maybe go to a couple of the bars over there, get some nice dinner, head over, watch some hockey. There you go.
Texas says, can you imagine if someone said I didn't lose my virginity, I misplaced it?
Steve Rummage here. Louisville looks to stay hot Saturday when the Cards take on Duke. And for the most pre- and post-game coverage, keep it locked right here on ESPN Louisville. Be sure to join Marcus Maven and myself live from Molly Malone's in St. Matthews at 5 p.m. for the Louisville basketball pregame show on 93.9 The Ville as we take you all the way up to tip. Then immediately after the game, it's the Coors Light postgame show with Ethan Moore. Also on 93.9 The Ville, we're the first place in town that will take your calls, hear live from Chris Mack, player sound, and more. If it's Louisville basketball, we talk about it right here on ESPN Louisville.
Pining for the days of the traditional men's barbershop? Look no further than Big League Haircuts. Serving Louisville for the past 15 years with men in mind. Enjoy a professional haircut that includes shampoo, neck massage, and free neck trims between paid visits for men. All while watching your own personal TV in each chair. No uncomfortable upselling. It's all at one price. Use their convenient online check-in on Facebook and hit the Book Now link. Four locations to conveniently serve all of Louisville. Play hard, look good with Big League Haircuts.
The NFL plays on ESPN Louisville.
Devontae Adams breaks a tackle, 15, cuts to the middle field, 10, 5, touchdown!
It's a conference championship Sunday as the Chiefs host the Titans with pregame coverage beginning at 2 o'clock, followed by the Packers and 49ers. And it's right here on all ESPN Louisville stations. The NFL on ESPN Louisville is presented by UPS Jobs, BJ Heating and Cooling, Dave & Buster's, and the Cryo Lounge in St. Matthews.
Z-Trip. Z-Trip is the new face of taxi in Louisville. With Z-Trip, you can book a ride fast using our app, online at ztrip.com, or just call 24/7. Z-Trip never has surge pricing, and you can even pay cash or credit.
I use the Z-Trip app because it allows me to book in advance, and I know that all of their drivers have had a background check. Safety is important to me.
Download the free Z-Trip app and use promo code LOVEZTRIP for $10 off your first ride.
Z-Trip. Here's what you missed on the Diener Show.
They weren't mad enough. I gotta say that the Ravens fans weren't mad enough. They just lost to the sixth seed, and there was some conversation, but other than their general meanness, is what which I would drive for most of the people of Baltimore, they weren't that upset. Here's the other stunning thing. No one really, I'm telling you, I'm not sure I heard a curse word around.
Weekday morning, 7 to 10 on 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, and 105.7.
With UPS, Future You graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today, delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.